We're following another story this morning. This one is simple and sweet.
We're just the pair of childhood sweethearts that finally found one another, right, Clayton?
That's right, yeah.
Clayton Rice and Dorothy Ray Lukens, friends for almost 70 years, are marrying this weekend at a gray stone church in Portland, Oregon. The bride will walk down the aisle to a favorite hymn, which she played and he hummed for NPR senior correspondent Ketzel Levine.
They met at Miss Eleanor Scott's piano studio in Wenatchee, Washington. The year was 1938. They were great good friends through high school, but never petted. He went to war, she went to college, she became a piano teacher, he a minister. They married other people, had children and grandchildren. She divorced in the 1980s. Only recently, he lost his wife.
She passed away in April of this year, and it was a very, very difficult time for me. I had never lived alone, and we had been very close. So for 2 or 3 months, I did nothing but grieve a lot, which was good. And then one day, I just thought about this lady.
Clayton Rice had last seen the lady at their 50th high school reunion, which was 13 years ago. He no longer had her number, but he did have her brother's and left a message on his answering machine. A few days later, the lady called.
This is Dorothy Ray Lukens, and I just melted. I did.
When we first talked, I just immediately thought, oh, poor man, he wants someone to talk to.
He also wanted someone to laugh with, travel with, share his great joy in music. And he took real offense when a fellow minister suggested he was marrying too soon.
I'm 81 years old, and this woman is 80. I don't have a half a dozen years to decide to get married or not. That's why we're getting married now.
So here we are, days before the wedding, Clayton Rice and Dorothy Ray Lukens sitting at the piano, knees touching. As Dorothy chooses a piece from an earlier repertoire.
I can play a sweet, tender thing that I learned to play when we were in the same music studio. This is McDowell's To a Wild Rose.
As the two of you are together and get used to being together again, you must have, well, what, as best as I can describe, flashes back. Is that happening?
Yes. All these long years, that certain flavor of personality that would entice me when we were in high school together, it's still there.
She says, patting his leg.
I thought that was his arm.
Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
When she does that, I just cry.
My friend, my sweet friend.
My bride.